This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Mutinous soldiers say they have overthrown Niger's democratically elected president. The soldiers made the claim on state-run television Wednesday night, saying they have put an end to the government over the country's deteriorating security. The announcement comes a day after a day of uncertainty, as members of Niger's presidential guard surrounded the presidential palace, detaining Mohamed Bazoum. It was unclear where the president was at the time of the announcement or if he had even resigned. At a press briefing in New Zealand, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that Washington fully supports President Bazoum.
We call for his immediate release. We condemn any effort to seize power by force. We're actively engaged with the Niger government, but also with partners in the region and around the world. We'll continue to do so until the situation is resolved appropriately and peacefully.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he strongly condemns the unconstitutional change of government in Niger. In a written statement, Guterres called on everyone involved in this deplorable act to release Bazoum immediately and without any precondition. Threats to Bazoum's leadership would undermine the West's efforts to stabilize Africa's Sahel region, which has been overrun with coups in recent years. North Korea's state-run news outlet says leader Kim Jong-un met with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu in Pyongyang Wednesday to discuss military issues. The meeting comes on the 70th anniversary of the armistice that ended fighting in the Korean War that began in 1950. The official Korean Central News Agency says Kim and Shoigu reached a consensus on unspecified matters of mutual concern in the field of national defense and security and on the regional and international